Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Good morning,
How are
Michael.
you
How are you?
Good morning.
Good.
Well,
How are you?
thanks. Yeah, John's on the call with us as well, so.
Great.
So you and I have been running into scheduling and changing. I'm leaving here after the call and getting on a plane to Baltimore. It's been crazy. I was in Sarasota yesterday. You know, it's just been a hectic traveling times. And I was in Ponte Vedra a week ago Friday. It's been, I don't know why it's been so much busier than it's been, but we're still managing to make a little progress in terms of our work here.
Okay.
John's created the scheduler for me.
Great.
I'm going to break it down and set up. We're going to actually put it into action right after July 4th to get to the people that I don't speak to regularly. You know, there's some
mm-hmm.
people I speak to all the time. So, but there are, you know, I've got the scheduler with a list of clients, and I'm going to show him. We'll probably try to do, I don't know, five a week to start, which
okay.
I think we can do. And start working from there. You know, he kind of separated out some people that I, you know, I pretty much speak to on a regular basis, just because they call. You know, it's not a matter of, you know, going through review. But I want to start. A great example was yesterday. We had a client that he's been a friend of mine for a long time. The account has been set up, and John and I discussed it, and there's a particular mutual fund that I wanted to buy in relation to the rest of his account, but to buy the mutual fund would have been too expensive, you know, just from a commission and a fee. So we called him up and set it up and started set up a fee-based account, and be a lot cheaper to buy that, and then we had some other things that were going on. But that led to a conversation about Social Security. And
mm-hmm.
I had to call him back. So now we're starting to get into the other aspects, in my opinion, of their life, which is where
mm-hmm.
I want to go. And,
good.
You know, so he called me back later in the day. I was in Sarasota, and we talked about that and got into the conversation about, you know, what I think about him. He's a couple years younger than I am. So things are starting to fall into play in the midst of every other bit of craziness that's going on. So that's where we're at.
Good. Let me ask you a question. Are you using the folders?
I have not gotten good at it. It's laying on my desk, on my table in my office, with the hole puncher, with the documents. The answer is no, because I haven't really met with anybody.
That's okay.
I need to get into the habit of having it for each client when I speak to them.
Right. So I want you to, when you do five a week, I want you to build five folders for you and five folders
right.
to him to send out to clients.
Okay.
Okay?
This way, whenever they talk to me, five folders per week.
Right. So five
okay.
for you, and then you send out the mini-me folder to them so they have it, and you train them on what they should be doing with it.
Okay.
So now it's a big deal. Instead of it being a little deal, now it becomes a big deal for them because something
right.
has changed, right? Because you can play it down and then it will never have any impact. Or you can play it up and it'll have big impact and they'll be like, wow, this is really cool. What are you doing?
Yep. No, this way they can follow along. I got it.
Right.
You know exactly where we stand on that.
I'll give you an idea that is nothing to do with this.
Right.
I had a guy this morning that is really a good guy, good head on his shoulders, good marketer. But he, you know, he can be distracted. Well, his mom got cancer, and what do you do? You know, when somebody's
yeah.
mom gets cancer, you know, it's like, oh God. And most people would just run away from it and change the subject or something. And I went, no, tell me what is the cancer exactly. There's a book you can get that will give you all the clinical trials that are going on for that particular cancer. Now, sometimes people don't want to read about it because it makes them too upset. But other times they want to read about it.
Yeah, well, you got to back up. I hit a button and cut you off. I apologize. I got to
where
you
okay.
called the guy you spoke to this morning with cancer.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So he had his mom has cancer, and there's two. The reason I bring it up is the folders. I'll get back to the folders, but there's two things you can do for people when they get in a situation like this. One is there's a book. I don't have it with me, but when I got cancer, I wanted to learn about cancer, so I found that you just can't get a good place to get all the information. So I found this book anyway, and it gave me everything about my cancer and then everything about the clinical trials that were going on. Now, I did not read it right away because it made me too upset.
Right.
Gradually, I've read it and I like it, and now I send it to people when I figure out what kind of cancer they have. So that's a nice thing to do. It's something you can actually do to help them. And the second thing is send them a folder and tell them how to organize their doctors. Okay. So what I found was that when I got cancer, mine's, it's not a bad cancer. It's leukemia, it's CLL. It's a chronic. You know it, right?
I spent a lot of years working with the Leukemia Lymphoma Foundation.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So you know that it can be annoying and your immune system gets crushed. And so the only risk is that you get pneumonia and it kills you. Otherwise, you're probably going to live a long time and die of something else. but what happened was I did end up getting pneumonia. So I had like five, all these different doctors, and I didn't have a good way of keeping track of them. So I sort of made this matrix with me in the center and these lines going out to all these other doctors. And I found it very helpful because I needed to, know the doctor, what he was, and then his phone number. That's all I needed.
Right.
So I'd make a little square, for the doctor, what he was, immunologist, and his phone number. And then the doctor is pulmonologist, and then his phone number. Doctor, he's my general practitioner, phone number. Another doctor is my oncologist, phone number. We end up, with like 10 doctors. And you're like, how do you keep? So anyway, I told him to do this, get one of the blue folders, and then just give one to your mother with all her doctors in it. And then you keep one with all your doctors in it. And if your brother is the extra, make one up for him and hand it to him. So everybody now can make phone calls if they have to. And you're not going to be the only one knowing everything about your mom. And if your cousin comes by and has to take care of her, he can pick up the folder and see where all her doctors are and any other care issues associated with her care, right?
Right.
And put in, she's going to assisted living, and she can put that in there. So the folders can be really good for people going through a crisis to just keep themselves organized. So I just throw that out there as, rather than doing nothing for people when they get cancer, you can put them on your prayer list. You can put them in, give them a folder, and you can send them a nice, something about their cancer that makes them smarter. So anyway,
I think that's how it seems. Unfortunately, I personally haven't been through it, but my wife's is a cancer survivor, and my daughter last year, we went through an entire year of her being diagnosed at 35 years old with a sarcoma and being treated very aggressively at Sloan Kettering, and she's good. She's fine. She's healed. They got the tumor out, but it was a constant discussion just with her. So that thought of putting together a package with, the information is pretty, it seems like it should be so basic, but it isn't.
Sure.
Nobody thinks that way. So.
No, they keep a bunch of cards in their pocket and nobody knows who they are. And, your brain is not operating at full capacity when you are in this situation. So your daughter is sitting there, and she can't hear what the doctor's saying because her brain is fried, okay?
I agree with that 100%.
You see what I mean? Now you got the folder, and in the back, you can put down the questions you're going to ask him, and then you write down the answers right there.
Yeah.
And it for me, it, you know, my doctor outlined all my different options that I had, what my disease was exactly, the options that I had. I still have that in a blue folder, you know. So it's extremely helpful for the caregiver as well as the person that has the cancer, because they're not paying attention. So you kind of do, you know, you get one for her and one for you, and you're taking the notes, and then you give her a copy of your notes.
Right.
At the end. And then she can read them over and think, oh, this is what he said. Holy crap, Dad, this is what he said? You know?
Right.
Because they don't hear. My brother my brother came, and he'd been through prostate cancer. He knew. So he sat there and took notes, and then and he heard things that I never heard, you know. It's just helpful for the caregiver, because the caregiver always feels like, I can't do anything, you know. But you can. You can actually be a big help.
Well, it's really interesting that you say that, because we're fortunate is that my daughter gets along really well with her mother-in-law, who, when Linda and I were not in New York, she would go and she would take notes of that meeting. I am a very firm believer that somebody that's dealing with cancer has to have another person with them, because just exactly what you said, they get to a certain point and they don't hear anymore. You know, I remember sitting with my wife when they told her that, you know, she had breast cancer, and she just, once he said that, she went into another world. And I'm sitting there going, really? You know, that's just pretty amazing to me that I was, unfortunately, I've been through it too many times, but I got the information. She had no idea, and it was like we got done, and she said, okay, you know, what did he say? So I, you know, I go through the whole thing with her.
Exactly.
And I said, this is it. This is what he said. So, you know, just amazing to me that that simple little thing should be good. And it's just amazing to me that it's really something that's that easy. So.
So this is something you can teach. You know, people say to me, what is the job of the financial advisor of the future? This is going to be one of the jobs. What do you do when your spouse gets diagnosed with cancer? And you think, well, that's a life coach's job. No, that's your job. Your job is going to be one that is much more comprehensive than just financial advice. It's going to be life advice.
Right.
Because the advantage you have is that you see 100 lives. They see one life.
Right, right.
So as a senior person that's been through life, I mean, think about how blessed you are, in a sense, having the wisdom that gained from going through all of these crises with your loved ones. You are a valued advisor now when it comes to this. So the question is now, how can you then turn this into a process? Well, that's what I do. I turn things into processes. You
right.
know, here's the process. Here's the process. You have a folder for you. You have a folder for your client. You know, in the case of cancer, you have a folder for you. You have a cold folder for your daughter. And then you... and the doctor, you know, you clearly see him bring out a medical folder, right?
Right. Well, absolutely.
And of all the examples, right? It's perfect. So why should he be the only one with a medical folder?
That makes all sense in the world.
Yeah, my doctors have, I've had it for 12 years, so some of my doctors have retired. So I got to keep replacing them. And so you really, it's a bit of an organizational thing. And I've met with I'm moving to Nashville, so my oncologist here in Indy will be replaced by somebody in Nashville. I've got a guy and two guys in Florida, and then I've got a guy out of Ohio State, because I want to know, I want to know everything about what's going on with my disease, and I need checkups regularly.
It's really something. But so my thought that goes through with this is that it's really because I'm convinced that the further development of the relationship, because too many times an FA does not really know what the conversation is. They don't know that the person may be going through something like that, or somebody in their family may be going through something like that. So it's a matter of getting all the details. Jenny, we refer to it as advice beyond investments.
Yep.
Which is exactly what it is.
It's exactly right. And most people run away from it. I remember one of my managers at one time said, I'm not good at funerals. I don't go.
Yeah, I've heard that one also. That's just silly.
Isn't that the most bullshit thing you've ever heard?
I'm not going for the dead person. Seriously, I'm going for the person that's living, just to show
who the hell is good? Who's good at funerals? I mean, that's like the stupidest. He didn't last long. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you when you say that, who's good? All I can think of is the movie called Wedding Crashers. I don't know if you remember with Owen. Yeah, but when Will Ferrell, he was good going to funerals. He started that whole thing. So I thought that was kind of funny.
He's a sick guy. He's a riot.
Wow, there was no doubt. There's no doubt at all. So it's, but it's just a matter of, I like the concept of setting up this separate folder other than, and I made a note of that, just to get somebody, get them the help and get the information and, researching what their cancer is, because not everybody digs in as deeply as I have, or as deeply as you did in yours. I mean, I learned all about a sarcoma. I learned too much about breast cancer, and had all that information. The problem is that I have spent too much time keeping information in my mind.
Get it down. Get it down on paper.
Right. I'll enter a telephone number into my phone, but I don't write the rest of the stuff down. And that's really, what it comes down to. So I've got to get way better at that.
I have everything in my phone, but then, when I look at it on this page, I see it in one picture,
Right.
And so it just makes it easy. And if, like I said, if the cousin, in this case, this guy's, he's got like five different people as caregivers for his mom.
Right.
So how are they all going to know what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Well, her folder's going to be right there.
Sure. Everybody's going to know where it's at.
Right.
And it's really funny because I had a discussion. It's got to be done because I had a discussion with one of the FAs in my office who went through the process, and I'm going to do it for myself, but organizing his life. I mean, he's 57 years old, but he's got it. Everything is in a file. Everything's in a folder. Everything is easily reachable. So you're right. So I can do that for, clients, that just adds to it. So I agree.
And listen, your clients are all my age or your age or, they're not kids, and they're all going to have something, whether it's heart disease or cancer or diabetes or something, they're all going to need this. Or they've got a kid with a drug problem, and they're going to need the same thing to help him, right? The institution, the interventionist, the doctor, the physical, So it's just a good way to handle family issues.
Yeah.
I did it for myself.
Solidifies the relationship. You did it for yourself, yeah.
Right, so I did it for myself, and then I thought, okay, what can I do for this FA who's clearly in pain right now? I mean, I'm hearing him. He's usually really upbeat, and you can tell he just went through a horrible week. as a coach or as a manager, what are you going to do? Just give him a little sympathy and pat him on the head and go? No, you can give him some things that can actually help him. I said, you know, I'll do these things for you. And it was really, you know, I felt like it solidified the relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
That I didn't run away from it or change the subject or anyway. So I think that's the proactive way to deal with life, you know, because life shows up, you know, whether we like it or not.
Well, that's the old John Lennon quote that says, life happens when you're busy making other plans.
That's a great line, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And that's really the truth. I mean, it's just, you know, you can get sidetracked and people don't understand. You know, I just went through, and not this, not side conversation, I was with an FA over in Sarasota yesterday who has some issues that I'm dealing with, but his thing is, I've been through this, and I let him talk, and I let him go on. He walked out of the room. I looked at the manager, who had just literally come back from the one-year anniversary of his brother passing away, and I'm looking at him and saying, you know, your brother passed away, my daughter went through cancer, and he's worried about his gum surgery that he had. You know, people don't understand and can't prioritize what's important or what's not important. So, I definitely think that it's a plus to get involved and let people know that you care. I mean, that's really the
right.
bottom line, and understand how you deal with it. So,
right.
So that's good. So it's really two sets of folders. If the blue one, if it's something that's necessary.
Yeah, I like it personally. It was a big help to me. So why wouldn't it be a big help to everybody? You know.
Yeah, no, it's there's no question. People don't realize how out of control life becomes, and it just you know, interesting to see. So it's you know, my wife's got a follow-up appointment on July 2nd, and I said just leave the note on the counter so I can enter it into my calendar so I know that it's there, because I don't remember anything anymore. You know, it just as dumb as that sounds. I just don't have the time to remember anything anymore. That's what it comes down to. You know, just too many things going on.
I mean, you can't. I mean, my calendar is booked out, you know, 6 months, 9 months, a year out.
Right.
How am I going to remember
yeah.
all that? And
yeah.
between the two of us, you know, I probably have 10 doctor appointments a month.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, and I'm not even sick.
I get it. You know, I'm looking at it and sitting there going, you know, I fully understand it. You know, I'm looking at the calendar. I've got an appointment on Tuesday. I've got one when I've got an appointment with my wife on the 2nd. I've got two on the 8th. You know, I get it. I fully understand. You're right. You get to a certain age and you look at it and say, okay, I need to be able to, you know, deal with this accordingly. So,
Right.
You know.
So, you know, it's important. It's really
yeah.
important. And you as a coach can be a help when they go through these things. Whether, you know, my wife and I just went through, both have AFib, right? And
yeah.
I had an ablation. She didn't.
Uh-huh.
But you know, so we both have at least one cardiologist between us. Maybe
right.
I've got another one. And then I've got, you know, I've got my CLL, and then she's got eye doctors, and we, you know, you have your dentist, and you have the this and the that, and oh, by the way, I'm moving to Nashville. Okay, now this is a really important thing.
Okay.
I'm moving to Nashville.
Right.
And guess what? I move to Nashville. I leave all my doctors in Indianapolis.
Right.
And I move to Nashville. Okay. I don't have a CPA. I have one in Florida, but I don't think she's quite up to where I need to be now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we talked about the enthusiastically endorsed list of professionals
right.
that you need, right? Well, guess here I am in the middle of it. I said to my financial advisor, you know, I'm moving to Nashville. And I need, you know, I'm going to need like everything, and it's overwhelming. How do I start? And she didn't get it, you know. she really didn't get it, you know, that this was a crisis for me, an opportunity for her.
Right.
So just think about it. If you had a guy in Nashville that you were that had been through Supernova training and he had an enthusiastically endorsed list of professionals in Nashville, he could introduce me to everybody, and
right.
you, the financial advisor in Florida, would get credit for it. Okay? So you would have just done me, one of your best clients, a huge favor. You know, we call them deposits in the bank of trust, right? It's
sure,
more than
yeah.
that. It's favors, right? Which makes me then feel obligated to help you. And what's the best way for me to help you? Give you introductions, right?
Correct.
So
yep.
you just gave me an introduction to 10 different people that are all the best in Nashville. And so I feel obligated to at least give you one introduction, right? So anyway, so three people would have benefited. The guy in Nashville, because now I'd somehow meet him. My guy, you know, my financial advisor, and me. Three
right.
people would have made out, plus the 10 people that got in, that I was introduced to. And I'd feel welcomed by the city. Now, I can arrange all that myself, but somebody's missing an opportunity. Okay? So think about that when your client is moving. Can you make arrangements for him or her to get introductions to all these people that he's going to need? And if they haven't built the enthusiastically endorsed list, you're kind of screwed. But they'll have a few of them. Everybody has a few. They just haven't.
When are you moving?
I'm moving Friday.
Okay. If you need an introduction that can conceivably get you to different people, I would be happy to do that for you. I have a cousin that lives in Oak Hill, has been part of the Nashville scene for at least 15 years. I think I mentioned he's been a composer, lived out in
yeah,
California.
Right.
But if you
yeah.
need some contacts, I'd be happy to put you in touch with him.
That would be great. You know, I'd love that because I'm kind of, you know, I can do it, but I'm kind of like starting at zero. You know, I
yeah.
don't.
I will send you. I'll send you his information, and I will call him in advance and let him know that you'll probably contact him.
Okay, that would
all
be
right.
great.
He's kind of a just so you know he's a composer, but he doesn't work too hard because you know I don't know if I told you this. He wrote a song years ago. He's done a lot of things, but his big song was from Dirty Dancing. He wrote the song "She's Like the Wind."
He made enough on that he doesn't need to work, right?
Right. He, as he calls it, the gift that keeps on giving. But
yeah.
his best friend was Patrick Swayze. And but he's
yeah,
also
you told
done
me that
so
before.
Many,
yeah.
Right. But he's done everything in Nashville, you know, part of the film festival, part of the number of different society. He became the vice mayor of Oak Hill. So he's got
so
connections
he knows.
There.
Yeah.
yeah, he knows a lot of people. So I'll send you his information. He's a really wonderful person who likes to help. So
well, tell him I'd be delighted to buy him dinner.
Okay.
And I'll have my blue folder with me ready to take down the names.
Perfect. I will no. get that done for you so that we can go from there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, we're going to be downtown. My address is going to be 20 Ridge, I think it's Ridgeway Street, Ridge. See, I don't even know my address. Not awful. But it's going to be right downtown. There's a new condominium going in there.
Okay.
So it's Rutledge. I'm sorry. It's 20 Rutledge Street in Nashville.
Okay. Okay.
It's a new, they call it City Lights. And anyway, so, you know, I can, you know, I can call my oncologist in Florida to get an introduction
sure.
to Vanderbilt
yeah.
or somebody. But, you know, if he has the list, you know, it's a great thing. And then somebody else gives you a couple names, and then you get two or three people telling you the same person. You know, that's the good person to go to.
Right.
So, and I, you know, I really do need a CPA. And, you know, you want the, we all want the same thing. You know, you want a CPA that's not going to charge you a fortune, that's good at what he does, that, I mean, just like a financial advisor. I want a financial advisor I can trust that is not going to charge me a fortune, but is fair and gives me great service. And we all
okay.
want great service at a fair price. You know,
right.
we're not, you know, I paid for my taxes. I've paid everything from $10,000 to have my taxes done to $1,500.
Right.
And, you know, I think I should be paying maybe, I don't know, $2,000 or $2,500 and have somebody that's really good, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe that's not a fair price. I don't know.
I wouldn't, I, you know, I mean, I when I refer somebody to my accountant, I know that they're going to give him a fair, they're going to give him a fair price, but I can't tell you, I don't ask how much he's going to charge them. You know,
right.
I know what he charges me, and I prefer not to tell them what he charges me. So,
what did he charge you?
Well, mine is easy. He's been charging me $400 forever, but I'm a real simple
okay.
return. But wait, Rob, I'm a simple return because I'm a W-2 guy. You know,
okay.
so it's
yeah.
really what it comes down to. He charges other people $700. He charges people $1,500. I don't think, other than a monster account, does he charge anybody, you know, $10,000. So
right, right. I just said, you know, that was Kat Zepper and Miller, the big firm. They saw me
right.
coming and charged me $10,000. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
So
no question.
I quickly left them. You know, and it's not that the $10,000 would kill me. It's just that it was. I don't want to be stupid. You know.
Right. Sure.
Wealthy people can afford things. They just don't want to be stupid. I always tell people that. Make your clients feel smart. That's what they want to do. They want to feel smart. Like they're, oh, that was smart. But when they're dumb, they hate it. You know, you make them feel dumb, they do not like it.
I agree 100%. So, but that's, you know, that's it. But I have been that referral guy forever. Even in the community that I live in, you know, my wife and I, who, you know, we need a doctor, who should we go to? And then if it's somebody that I can get you in to see, you know, I'll make that arrangements for you, and people are appreciative
good.
Of that. So
that's money.
Yeah.
That's money in the bank. That's
for sure.
That's the one thing.
Yeah.
I tell people, you know, wealthy people want access and they want convenience. They don't want to have to do it themselves. And they want access to things that are hard to get to, that money sometimes can't buy. And that's, you know, you give them those two things, they love you for it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay.
All right.
So you good? Otherwise?
I'm good. Yeah. We think that we have a call next. Let me just see. Next Thursday.
Okay.
I'm sorry, next Thursday. No, next, yeah, because Thursday the 27th. I'm on vacation from the 19th through the 24th. So I think they've rescheduled us for Thursday the 27th at 2, because I believe that you're away or something. You're coming back from New York on the 26th.
Right.
And then on the 3rd we have nothing. And I think the 10th you're going to be away. So, you know, we'll figure it out after the 27th.
Let's do something. Since we spent a lot of time talking about it, I don't think we've actually formally built the enthusiastically endorsed list
okay.
of professionals in your world. Why don't you build that folder, you know, for you, and then when somebody calls, you have it in one place. Okay? I give you a list in, I think it's page 60, but I could be wrong, in the workbook. But it's kind of like, it makes it so convenient for everybody. And if you, you know, if you make that phone call to, somebody makes the phone call to you, I've got a guy moving into town, can you help him? You say, yes, I've got the enthusiastically endorsed list, and you literally could hand him the list. Now, you don't want to do that for everybody. You want to make sure that, because this is a trusted relationship with each one of these people, and they know that when you introduce them, they're on the hook, so that no jerks allowed. So that's one of the things you tell people. Don't refer some to me to unless you can enthusiastically endorse them, meaning they're a good person. I don't want any of my people screwed. I don't want anybody taking advantage of them. So make sure you get that. Everybody gets that, but it's a two-way street here. You can't introduce people to jerks, you know, either way.
You know what? I am really, I take that to heart because I am really careful about what I and who I present. You know, if it's somebody that, you know, I'm not comfortable with, I am not introducing them to my doctor. You know, I don't need it because, you know, I'm very sensitive about my relationship with my docs because they're really appreciative when I send somebody or my accountant. And it's a reflection. It's a reflection on me. So
right. I mean, I had somebody, you know, introduce somebody that is just really not coachable, right? That,
right.
You know, he thinks he is, but I talked to him for half an hour and I never got a word in. That's not a coachable guy. That's a guy that just wants to tell me how great he is. So I waste my time on somebody like that. You know, so it's the same thing. I want, you know, when you introduce a doctor, you don't want a guy that's going to fight with you all the time. You want you want a client that's going to, a patient that's going to say, okay, give me your best advice. I'm going to take it. Not I'm going to fight with you and tell you, you know, I'm not going to do it or, you know. So you want good people, no jerks allowed.
That's how I like to run my book as well. So,
right.
You know, it's as simple as
that. So we're gonna build the folders. We're gonna send them out, and we're gonna build a folder for and we're gonna use the folder idea for also for clients on medical situations. I love that.
Right. And then the trusted. Yeah, the trusted
enthusiastically endorse list.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Good call.
Okay.
We're kind of off script, but I think we were on message.
Very good. That's all I wanted. You know, as long as we get total understanding and how to build it and where I'm taking it, and that's really of the utmost importance for me. So, I think that's really a good thing from that standpoint.
So, and what's your name of your, is it your cousin?
Yeah, his name is Stacy Weidlitz, Weidlitz.
Beautiful.
And he lives in Oak Hill, but he's in Nashville all the time. And I think that he can be a great source of information for you as a new person moving to Nashville.
Wonderful. Probably give me some good restaurants too.
That's not even a question. It's really funny. I have a quick story, and then I'll go, and then you can go. And I've got, so I have a client that lives in Paris. He has a house in Boca. He's 72 years old. Loves music. Collects guitars. Loves to play American rock and roll. And you know, he kind of cut a CD, and you know, we were talking about it. I put him in touch with my cousin, and you know, my cousin said he should keep it as a hobby. he wasn't nasty about it. But
So
George was in Florida, and he and I flew out for the day to Nashville to spend the day with him, so George could meet him because they correspond. You know, they correspond on their own now. They've developed that nice relationship. But so we go in there, and he says, "Come on, I'll take you to lunch." And we go to lunch at the Palm. Right down from Broadway, and and we have a wonderful lunch. And he goes and he shows me, and now I learned something about when you go to a palm restaurant, that they have all
mm-hmm.
of these caricatures on the wall. The ones that are signed are the ones that have been there. The ones that are on the wall that have never been signed, they've never been to the restaurant, but their character is there. So, you know, but he knows all the good restaurants. It's not even a question. He's been there. As I said, he's been there for 15 years. So he's been able to build up his name. But you'll get to meet him. He's just a wonderful person. So
that's great. Terrific.
All right?
Yep.
I'll get you that information.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it
okay.
very much.
Thanks, Rob. Talk to you next call. Bye.
Talk to you. Bye.